Harvey reports it's a big boost for local businesses.
Troops on the beach, troops in the bush, everywhere you look in Stephenville, all here to partake in the Marquardt 98 war games.
Canadian Forces hospital unit, their uniforms and personal laundry.
And war games is a dirty business, and Lisa Young likes it that way.
Well, we're working nights now, and we never did before.
Kip Kemp's Photoshop has developed about $7,000 worth of unexpected military business.
Quite a boost for a small business like ours.
Melvin Russell's barbershop has never been so busy, doing Marine haircuts.
To keep it as short as the regulations require, it's necessary to get for once a week.
Out on the old rail line, this crew was fixing up six bridges. The lumber was purchased locally.
The lumber's bought from Jan Delaney Limited.
How much?
Oh, in excess of $5,000.
Buying lumber, electrical supplies, and this type of thing, and it's been quite a pleasant surprise for us, I must say.
And for these students, a little kitchen patrol for 12 days means money. Bob Burns has made a little money designing and selling T-shirts. He's also a spokesperson for downtown businesses.
The estimates were, I think, somewhere in the vicinity of $2 million would be injected into the town. I'd say by the time they leave, it's going to be a lot more than that.
A lot of money spent so far, and the big day isn't until Monday, when 2,000 more troops are expected to literally invade the town. Kevin Harvey, CBC News, Stephenville.